Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I suspect the vast majority of people really don't care about the security of their instant messages that they send from their mobile device. If they did, they probably would be using something that's not on everybody's radar. But the reality is that the companies that people rely on for this have started to take steps to keep the messages private that two people send to each other. But I think it's a little more complicated than that. And actually, so it's one thing to protect the actual the contents of the message, which, you know, the crypto to do that is pretty straightforward. There's open implementations. Signal certainly does that, right? It's what is it called? Open Signal. There's a protocol that does all of that. Apple has done their own thing. WhatsApp implemented the Signal protocol for their stuff, and there's lots of other different tools that do that. But again, that's easy to do, a well understood problem. But I think a much harder thing is the metadata around whether two people even exchange messages or not, right? And in fact, that's all law enforcement needs sometimes to build a case against somebody. If they can show that you've been communicating with somebody, they don't have to necessarily prove the content of the messages. They just prove that you're associated with that person. Now, it's not as strong as if they did a pen test or if they're able to decrypt messages, but they can do quite a lot from metadata. Now, most of the analysis of all of these tools that I've seen doesn't even think about the metadata. Right, which again is to me almost as important as the actual content of the chat, right? There's an article I found from Amnesty International about which messaging app keeps your messages private. Well, the article doesn't even talk about the metadata issue, which if you look at the ones that they have on there now, I do happen to know, I know in two of the cases, right? So Apple actually does keep a certain amount of data about who had conversations over the course of 30 days or whatever, right? So they keep the messages private, but they don't really, they can tell you who had conversations. And then the same thing with WhatsApp, right? Is that the metadata is there, of course. And on one hand, the providers need that information sometimes to debug and troubleshoot things, but and they may or may not keep it for a limited period of time as a result of that. But still, I think that's vital information. And if you're really evaluating the security of a solution, that's actually got to be part of it, right? It's not only just the individual communications; it's the metadata that might get left around. And ideally, if you want to leave no trace, then you want to leave if that's your goal, right? Then yeah, you really need to you probably need to step it up above and beyond what people normally recommend. Now, finding those, as I say, Signal was not on the list of the apps that Amnesty International reviewed, and Signal seems to be the one that people suggest you use if you truly care about your privacy, because there's been cases with Signal where they went like, yeah, he might have an account, and that's all we know, right? We know nothing else. So I guess if you really care about that stuff, you do that, or you have a conversation in person, right? Because it's a little hard to wiretap an in-person conversation. And if you look at Mr. Robot, for instance, right? All of the members of the hacker group, they met in person, right? For the most part, because that was, it's a lot harder to hack that versus using, I think they were using Wicker on the, on the show for some of their messaging that they did, which is, not on this list. But I've known about that for a while. But again, there's lots of ways to solve the privacy problem, and sometimes the best solution is not really a technical or technological one. Use something else. But I would as I say, that's. And I suspect for most people they don't care anyway, so it's, I'm not sure, but again, I know people do care, but you should have it as an option, and it should be easy, but unfortunately, the ones that are, you're not taking care of all the different potential leaks of information that might be happening if you're just focusing on the end-to-end encryption of messages, it's the metadata that is the most important, at least from my point of view, or I should say is equally as important. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.